Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Joining us now from Accessium Group, IT specialist Jack Klenk. Jack, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for squeezing me back on here.
Yes, you had me very, very concerned for your well-being. What do you know about what happened today with Verizon?
So not much, but based on experience that we've had, you know, in these types of events, it's really, and if you hear some screaming stuff, please bear with me here. I'm at home, working from home. So anyway,
screaming. tell me there are children in the household that are going to be screaming.
Yes, they okay. are. And I believe they have apparatuses that deploy water. So I think we're in a good spot here for later tonight.
In the middle of January. Okay. All right. Okay. Good. So don't worry about this. Don't worry about the screaming, because when I'm doing a radio show, people generally moan and cry and mutter all kinds of expletives in my direction. So you don't know a lot, but do you know about what time did people start getting knocked off of Verizon?
So I experienced it myself around 12 o'clock, and I live currently in Lancaster, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, and everybody started following after throughout our office and our customer base. I would say we started really noticing it just because we're usually connected via other methods of communication, right? Rather, it's like we're a Google Shop, but there's other providers out there, Teams, you name it, that people are typically working through anyways. So sure. We didn't really notice until throughout our day around 12 o'clock, and that's when we started seeing the real reports of the towers going offline.
As to you and the others with whom you work personally, you knew your cell phone was acting up when?
12 o'clock p.m.
Eastern time, but what were the symptoms on your phone and with your communications that told you, my cell phone is not functioning?
Sure. I was calling our operations director to coordinate something for some clients, and that's when I noticed. And then I'm like looking at my phone. I'm like, okay, well, it says SOS only. I was like, okay, so perhaps one of our towers nearby was out, which is a typical occurrence for us where I live, unfortunately. So I couldn't really take that for granted. So I just went online and I started looking and seeing that I went to like a down detector, and our whole company researched some other sites, especially some Verizon resources, and they weren't giving anybody any appreciable amount of information.
You know, I'm trying to figure out what causes a situation like this. I mean, an individual can have this happen, but this affected a lot of, I will say, clusters of people for time periods. Well, it seemed to be a sporadic situation. One minute you had it, the next minute you didn't. So those of you who have Verizon cellular service about noon today, if you're anything like IT expert Jack Klenk, you started noticing that your phone was in SOS mode. Now, Jack, the SOS mode, does that only allow for emergency calls to 911?
That is correct. That's exactly what it's for. It's for that's for emergency calls only. Typically, that also gets handled, you know, with VoIP systems as well. So that infrastructure is relied on.
You know, we mentioned before, and look, I'm not an IT guy, and frankly, I'm a tech moron, but I know that these things happen to individuals all the time, just like when we go up to Lewiston and we're sitting by the river, somehow the phone company thinks we're in Canada, but we're not. But individuals can get weak or lost signals all the time. There could be network congestion, like a Bills game or a concert at the stadium. There are so many things that can happen to the individual, but this seems as though it was a network situation. It didn't involve just one tower, but it involved a network situation. Can you enlighten us on how that happened?
Well, it's never usually one thing, right? I'd like to be pretty clear on that. You know, we wish it would be, but everything is, all the components are so integrated that there could be anything from a power loss to typical network congestion, backhaul failures. And when I say backhaul failures, that could be like fiber cuts or equipment failures that are upstream from that actual location. So it's also convoluted, but in the end, it takes a while for the network, which would be Verizon in this case, to determine any one given single point of failure.
So a chain, kind of like a lot of aviation disasters, there is a chain of events. One thing leads to another to another, and it ends up with a horrible situation. Obviously, this was not a fatal situation. This was not, in all likelihood, this was not a hacking event. This was probably a chain of problems that basically resulted in a lot of people getting knocked off into SOS mode.
Yeah, well, we hope it would be it would be just that, right? Because the ramifications of actual hacking of public infrastructure is wide in scale as Verizon is just catastrophic, right? Just terrible to think about. However, we hope that it would be something as simple as, you know, it's just being a cascade failure, like somebody plugged a toaster, you know what I mean, into the wall, you know, in the wrong port in a house, and it caused some, you know, it'd be a very rare weird thing, but you never know how these things go, right? It's like the plumbing in your house.
Well, cascade failure, we just met. I really don't think it's fair of you to bring up my personal life in this whole thing. I think that's Jack Plank is with us, IT guy on News Radio 930 WBEN. To the best of your knowledge and belief, is this SOS issue resolved now at the Verizon level?
I'm unsure. I'm not looking at my phone right now. I had to steal my wife's phone in a panic to call in. So I'm calling your studio from her phone. So I wish I could tell you right now. I don't have any other cellular-enabled devices in my immediate vicinity, but I would say I'd give the network some time, and when you notice you have service, don't take it for granted, because it could go away again. And I want to emphasize something with you, Tom, here, is that, and to your listeners, is something that worries me about this is, and we deal with healthcare, and we deal with public services, and we also deal with a lot, and we're very proud of it. We deal with special services in our community, and I'll tell you what terrifies me is there's a lot of group homes and individuals that have cellular backup. They have we have medical mobile medical clinics that are out performing their duties and trying to scan people. This is very serious, and it's something that keeps me up at night.
So did anybody happen to catch I thought it was pretty clearly stated irony that we couldn't get a hold of IT expert Jack Plank. We're talking about the Verizon outage, and we couldn't get a hold of him. You think the two might be connected? Yeah. I mean, I guess the irony went around some people, or some people thought I didn't catch it. I don't think I did, actually. But Jack Plank is with us. We're talking about the situation with the Verizon, and the outage is not over. We don't know what the cause is, but this kind of stuff has all kinds of ramifications. I mean, I was telling you the story about the Adirondacks, and for as much as some of us have a love-hate relationship with our cell phones and constantly being able to be communicated with, by our employers. As much as that can be a pain in the butt, cell phones can also be a real lifesaver and a real, obviously, a real benefit, not telling you anything you didn't know. And that's why that situation in the Adirondacks, I can laugh about it now, but believe me, at the time, I wasn't laughing. And had I not made it another couple of miles, that wouldn't have taken place in a parking lot. It would have taken place probably on the side of the road with my being mauled to death by bears and, I don't know, maybe mountain lions, things like that. So Jack Klenk is an IT expert. Oh, yes, he's one of those guys. And he is with Accessium Group, director of IT and networking. And Jack, it's still going on. We don't know the cause. And people's cell phones, as we mentioned before, on an individual basis, for all kinds of reasons, they can default to that SOS mode. So they will work for emergency calls because they will basically be tramps. They'll hook up with any network they possibly can find. But not for your ordinary business transactions in that SOS mode. You started having issues at about noon today. And just out of curiosity, you mentioned you're in Lancaster. Does your location play a role in whether or not you are offline or in SOS mode? Or would it be your prefix numbers or something like that?
Oh, that's a great question. I will just say this. Your location would make a significant difference because, as if you remember what I was saying earlier, as integrated as all the infrastructure is, right? We're talking power, we're talking, anything, right, that it takes for these towers and things to run, one issue at one place could cascade and become an issue somewhere down the line. So your location as a user absolutely matters because it matters what tower you're connected to and what those dependencies are.
But it's disconcerting to me because it's been 5.5 hours now, and we're still looking for some definitive hints of an answer from Verizon as to what is going on. And the way I look at this, now keep in mind, I'm an idiot when it comes to technology. The longer this goes, the more I wonder, oh my goodness, is this some bad actor? Is this an intentional hack?
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Right. I wouldn't be too worried about it. It's worrisome if it happens. It's terrible if it happens, like we discussed earlier. But the first thing right now is not to have any type of panic with your decision making process. Right. And that means don't assume that we're hacked or spread any type of information that can get misconstrued and spread and kind of poison the well, so to speak, when it comes to information, because we all rely on this information to get our lives, our critical infrastructure, our businesses, our families. We all rely on this technology. So we should do each other a favor and not try to come to the worst case scenario, right? And create.
No, we cannot reach a conclusion, but I would argue, on the other hand, we also can't have tunnel vision. And until we have definitive answers, basically everything's on the table. Is this irrational to you, as someone who knows what they're dealing with here?
Sure. I think that, you know, for me, it's preventative, Tom. It's preventative. And when I say that, I want to be able. Yeah, outages don't scare me. They're almost always never one single failure type of event or a hack or anything crazy like that. What scares me is not being prepared for these types of situations. As you were talking, it was bringing me to my situation, trying to get a hold of the studio and call you. And this is a great example. My phone did not have, I did an update with my phone. I wasn't paying attention and I did not have Wi-Fi calling enabled. I ran into the shower where my wife was with the kids cleaning up whatever ungodly mess they got themselves into. And I ripped her phone out of her hand because she was listening to the station there. And I remembered that hers did have it on there. I'm the IT guy of the household, right?
Go figure.
I think it would be the other way around. But unfortunately, that's not how life works. And I know I'm kind of going on here, but I'd like to take the time to give some tips for folks, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely, because we've got a lot more questions for you, but I just want to remind people at News Radio 930 WBEN, we're talking with Jack Klenk. He is an IT guru, okay? He is a rabbi of information, and he's here to share his wisdom. There's a heck of an introduction. Jack, continue.
Sure. So one thing that I came to a recent realization with in my life is we're so focused on the continuity plans of our businesses, right? But continuity plans aren't just for businesses. It's easy to forget it's for our families, especially through our day-to-day lives, right? We focus on our businesses, we focus on our careers, and we think about how the technology facilitates those, but we never collectively, I don't think anyways, in my experience, give enough credence to how much it impacts our family and our day-to-day lives and connections with our loved ones and how much we depend on that. So my big piece of advice, if I can encapsulate it all into one statement, would be diversify your connection profile. What do I mean by that? I've said it in IT and I say it in life now. I diversify connections, carriers, internet connection methods. I look at satellite alternative modes of communication. And I researched to the question you had mentioned earlier about location, how much it matters. I researched the location of where I'm putting that connection. And that goes for my summer trips, that any trips to the Adirondacks, any trips anywhere, right? Like, I'm always thinking about how am I connecting, because it's so crucial.
Oh, absolutely. And am I wrong, Jack, but the diversification of communication platforms that you have as an option, might it not be something as simple as knowing how to use Facebook to make phone calls? Is that a way around
it? It is. So in this case, because it's cellular tower, it's cellular communication, so it's the 5G, 4G, LTE, all of that goes down. Connecting to a traditional ISP is great. In this case right now, internet services seem largely impacted from everything that I could tell and that our team has researched. And we haven't experienced any significant problems or service tickets or anything that have come in now indicating that we've had any type of rolling outage to the internet. So whatever impacted this event likely isn't something that's at the backbone of the internet or at the ISPs, or there's any type of shared dependency on either one thing, if that makes sense.
And, you know, Jack, we should point out, if we haven't, that this situation today with Verizon and people having issues with Verizon and phones going to the SOS mode, this is a nationwide thing. I don't know if it's happening in Canada or elsewhere in other countries, but it is nationwide in the United States.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's any guess as to really what facilitated it. Getting back to what I said earlier is it could have been something stupid that happened, right? And you know, it sounds kind of flippant saying it that way, but it's the truth, right? It could have just been somebody could have just made a bad decision in the it could be power grid related. It could be key infrastructure that these cellular networks need to run. And so it not only depends on just Verizon and their efforts, and it would be easy to be mad at Verizon, but we also have to think about what is Verizon dependent on, and maybe they don't even know yet.
Well, you brought some, by the way, as far as bad decisions, I'm a master of making bad decisions, so I'd be happy to consult with Verizon on that. But are any of the other providers affected? Are you hearing anything about AT&T or Sprint?
I did, but I don't know. And again, this gets back to not wanting to spread bad information or just speculation, because I have heard from people that other carriers have been impacted, but everybody that I've been around is a Verizon user, so I don't really know off the bat right now. I haven't looked at the other carriers. Like, on my own accord, I've been dealing with our customers and, you know what I mean, and taking care of things around the household and here. So, these types of events, what I will say is these types of events, because carriers share infrastructure as well. Let's keep that in mind.
Yes.
It could have been another carrier that that is doing something that impacted Verizon. We just don't know, and it's scary because, as a general public, we rely on cellular connectivity now like we rely on water, it seems.
Absolutely. I mean, at this point, we'd have to leave the shape-shifting reptilian aliens on the table as well. And the cats who used to control the internet, now they've been taken over by the reptilians. By the way, I don't know how, I mean, you've got a job because Accessium Group, you're based in the United States, IT services, you consult, and your company helps organizations, including a lot of them in healthcare and business. And what you do is you help people manage and secure technology infrastructure. So you are a great guy with whom to speak about this. Are you tied up here, or are you going to be able to hang out with us and take some phone calls if people have more intelligent questions than I? Really? Because
I can hang out.
That's awesome. And again, if by the end of the show we don't have an organic scream from your children, I will ask you to provoke them.
I can get one of those. In fact, when we take a little break here, I'll yell down to Cheryl, my wife, and I'll get them primed and ready to go. I'll get you a big one.
See, that way they'll get it out of their systems and we can proceed. So I'm going to keep you on, Jack. And by the way, folks, I've got questions for Jack. Jack is a font of information. He's an IT guy, and he's an IT guy with personality. And I found something that the IT people of the 2020s, like my buddy Jay Shapiro and Jack Clank and Arun, they've really got great personalities. They're funny guys, and I think that's why they're successful. I think to be in IT and to be successful, you have to have a sense of humor, because if you didn't, I think the computers would rewire your brain and steal your souls. So Verizon took a nap, shall we say, today, starting at about noon around the United States of America. People were having connectivity issues, phones defaulting to the SOS mode, meaning that they could make emergency calls, but all other functionality basically was, well, not functioning. And needless to say, this has been a tremendous imposition on people. We've had some people at the radio station who have reported their phones in SOS mode. My boss, Lisa Polizzi, is having some issues. Lucas Buckley in our newsroom, he's having some issues. And you may be having some issues. And obviously, it's not a lot of fun. We don't know what's caused this. It is nationwide. If you're in Canada, and you've got Verizon in Canada, are you having any issues? I'm kind of curious. Or if you have people overseas who are Verizon customers, are they also experiencing issues? If you've got people maybe in Italy or France and you're talking to them on the phone, if they said, yeah, my cell phone ain't working right, kind of interested. If you have questions for an IT expert, his name is Jack Clank, and he's going to stay with us. And I'll give you the phone number now, but honestly, I wouldn't bother calling until maybe 5:35 or so just to save yourself time on hold. Fair enough. 803-0930 is the number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So you spoke before about the intertwined infrastructure with the different cell phone companies. Can you explain that a little bit? Because that's one of those things that people who aren't IT people may have heard along the way, but we don't fully grasp the significance of it until a day like this.
Yeah, sure. So, and this is speculative. Again, I want to iterate that this nothing I'm saying is current fact or anything right now. And it's important to say right off the bat. But essentially, when we have our communication infrastructure has grown so much, and companies and have bought out each other, and the infrastructure has been split up and divided every which way possible, to the point where some carriers will lease to provide their service on other carriers' infrastructure. What does that mean? Well, it means that there's a possibility something one carrier does impacts other carriers or impacts other companies that are basically just selling the services off that infrastructure.
Mm. Well, I mean, we don't know what's causing this today. We've talked about some of the possibilities. I mean, this could be a software thing. It could be a glitch. It could be a bug. Could be something systemically wrong with the software. Could be something nefarious. We have no bloody idea. And your cell phone, if you're a Verizon customer in particular, has been causing you issues. We're told it started about noon today. Your phone very well may have defaulted to the SOS mode, meaning emergency calls, you can do those, but anything else, you're pretty much SOL. And we don't know what caused this nationwide and apparently sporadic Verizon situation. Don't know if it extends into Canada. I also don't know if it involves other cell phone carriers. We both have Verizon, my wife and I, so and we've been fine. 803, our cell phones have been fine. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. I give the phone numbers up because you may have some much more intelligent questions than I for our guest, who is an IT guru. This is what he does. He fixes stuff when stuff breaks. He tries to prevent stuff from breaking in the first place. Okay? So you should know that. And he, as I mentioned, is an IT expert. He is so good at what he does. And we are joined by Jack Klenk. And Jack Klenk is with Accessium Group, our director, their director of IT and networking. And he's with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. And if you do have questions, comments, theories, whatever you've got for a guy who knows about how these networks work and how to fix them when they go down, how to analyze what may have gone wrong, this is the time to call because time is tick, tick, ticking away. 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. Jack, during the 10 or so minutes that you had off, have you been able to give any more thought to or any more analysis of what may be going on here? Are you leaning, for example, toward the idea that this maybe somebody made a mistake, or maybe, as we discussed before, is so common in aviation disasters, one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another.
Right.
And individually, they may not be catastrophic, but when the links of the chain connect, they tragically prove to be so.
Yeah, I have. I think I've reinforced the notion or concept that cell towers, first off, they don't operate in isolation. They connect back to carriers' core networks over fiber, over high-capacity links. Those links are often shared, and those links can come from many types of sourcing. I also have, realized that, this is something where I think people tend to think of each carrier that each carrier operates like in its own bubble. But that's not really how it works. Towers, power, fiber, upstream connectivity are often shared or provided by third parties. And when something breaks in that chain, those effects can ripple outward.
You know, in biology, way back when, back in the 1870s when I was going to school, our teacher, Kerwin Pine, said something very perspicacious. He said, the more complex an organism is, the easier it is to befuddle or destroy. Is the cell network so complex and open to so many vulnerable situations that it is kind of easy to take things offline if that was your intent, or even if it's not your intent, to knock them offline even by accident?
Yeah, you bring up a great question about resiliency. I think that it can be very dangerous that these items are interconnected, but anything can be dangerous and interconnected, right? You talk about organisms and bodies and stuff like that. The same thing, we can think of a cellular infrastructure. It's like any other infrastructure we have out there that it's grown over time. It's become interconnected. There's many different stakeholders involved with the whole entire operation. But the comfortable thing to remember is that these stakeholders, you know, have real risk and real skin in the game. So they are always at the forefront of implementing controls as well as risk mitigation measures to ensure that they not only mitigate risks proactively, but they also understand where the transfer of risk is going to wind up and how to best move forward and learn from whatever happens.
Now, we have been talking for a while, and you have been experiencing issues with Verizon since noon.
Yeah.
Since we've really had a chance to sink our teeth into this, and you've been, hitting the internet during lulls in the program and everything, do we know yet whether this is not just nationwide, but worldwide? And are you hearing that any of the other carriers, especially those closely connected to Verizon, have been affected?
I have, and I know we talked a little bit about this earlier, and I have been looking up these, you know, on my computer, on my Mac. I have my wife's cell phone in my left hand, and my right hand is typing away, right? So a lot of what I'm seeing, though, could be construed as people saying other carriers are having issues, but we don't know. Are they just communicating with other Verizon subscribers, right? Or excuse me, not other subscribers, but are they communicating to a different carrier? You know, all these things, I don't have that information yet, unfortunately, and I haven't seen anything from a significant source that I monitor that's changed, that Verizon has provided anymore.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You know,
and Jack, I know a lot of people, including myself, applaud you for not jumping to conclusions. On the other hand, we need to keep an open mind as to what might be the cause and the source of this situation today.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Let's face it, the world right now, a lot of people are keeping their eyes on some bad actors in the
yep.
world, and a lot of attention has been focused on Iran. And there is some talk that the United States is going to do some kind of a hit-and-run situation in Iran because of the repression of citizens. And this, a cyber attack, or cyber attacks plural, have been mentioned repeatedly as weapons of the new theater of war. To what extent are you weighing that possibility as you analyze what's going on? How much credence, given the backdrop, given the subtext, and now what's happening today, without jumping to conclusions or spreading bad information, I'll let the fake news do that. How do you analyze it?
So I look at it like this, Tom. There's one mantra, and my experience extends more than the private sector. I grew up in my IT career in the Army. I've deployed to Iraq a couple times. So I've dealt with anything from battlefield communications to commercial applications of things. And now I work in, you know, the private sector with Accessium. So the one constant in all of that, the one mantra, if you will, that I say to myself is that we're always under attack. We've been under attack. We will always be under attack. And so that being said, you always want to be proactive, take your security seriously, gather all the relevant facts, logs, informations that we can, if on these companies are doing that right now, they're trying to isolate where this is coming from. And then what we do is we use a pragmatic approach to analyzing that data. To your point about this being a foreign threat, absolutely, it's crossed my mind. It's at the forefront, but I try to be pragmatic and weighing it, not any heightened sense of alarm to any one thing yet, because we don't have enough facts.
I mean, without compromising any SIGINT or anything classified, is it safe to say that when a major cell provider like Verizon has a situation like this, it wouldn't just be the Verizon engineers trying to get to the bottom of it, but you probably got people at CIA, DIA, NSA, 100%. Who are also looking at it?
100%. 100%. I can guarantee you right now that anything with an acronym, right, that has any type of a presence, warranted or not, in the communication industry is breathing down Verizon's neck right now.
I mean, to me, that makes sense because, obviously, communications is a national security issue. It's not just a private enterprise. Yeah. It's a national security issue. Our communications go down, and that can have a huge effect on the economy. And, of course, as you said before, and I want to get into this a little bit, Jack, you deal a lot with organizations involved in caring for people in terms of healthcare. And, by the way, we're speaking on News Radio 930 WBEN with Jack Klenk, and Jack is an IT expert. I did not know that he was a veteran of the United States Army, and I'm not going to thank him for his service because that has gotten so cliched and hackneyed. So I want to say something sincere from the heart. Jack, on behalf of a lot of people, I just want to express my sincere gratitude for being a warrior in the intellectual field of cyber. And we really appreciate what you did. We appreciate everything you did to keep our country safe in a way that most of us didn't recognize at the time, the cyber theater. So a sincere, not a thank you for your service, but thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you to you and your listeners.
And you know where I'm saying, you know what I'm talking about, right, Jack?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. That's why I don't know if you heard me, but I was just like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt people's sincerity at all. People want to say something nice, but
sure.
I've never met one of you veterans who thought they were heroes at all. Just doing my job, Tom, doing my job. But I also want to thank you, but I want to do it in a way that sounds like I actually thought about it. You know what I'm talking about?
I get it. Totally, 100%. You know, and I never want to put anybody on ceremony one way or another, so it's uncomfortable for the veterans too, you know, because if they don't want to feel like they're accepting it and putting people on ceremony when they're around them, and on the other hand, they don't, you know, it's just one of those life things, I guess.
Jack, you can build a statue to me anytime you'd like. I'd give you permission. Jack's a great guy, in case you haven't figured that out. I've never met Jack, to the best of my knowledge and belief, but obviously he's pretty awesome. Jack Klenk is an IT guy and a United States Army veteran. He's with Accessium Group, and basically what they do is they help people out with their tech stuff, surprise, surprise, not just fixing stuff when it goes wrong, but more importantly, preventing stuff from going wrong in the first place, prevention being so important. And like I said to Jack before, and I talked about this, I think, on Veterans Day just this past November, I absolutely adore, respect our veterans like you wouldn't believe, but I made a promise to myself many years ago, and that would be I wasn't going to say thank you for your service like it was some obligation to do it. If I'm going to thank a man or a woman for their service, I'm going to do it in a way that is individual to them, that shows a little bit of thought into it, so the genuine appreciation can be noted. But keep in mind, if you can't do that, I totally understand. I talk for a living. Words are my tools. So I'm not, you know, if you can't do that, you know what? Appreciation is great, no matter how you expect it. I just like to be a little bit different because I like to break the mold a little bit. Jack, in a situation like this, where, again, you've got, does the fact that these are sporadic outages where the phones are going to SOS, does that lead you to suspect any one conclusion more than another possibility?
It could, given the nature of wireless infrastructure, particularly in towers and, you know, all the underlying components that go into that. Having fragmented pockets where people are experiencing communication issues makes me think that it could possibly be a radio controller or something like that. Like, if I'm, this is pure speculation, right? Like, I have no idea because I don't have any of the established facts yet. But in terms of, if I had to just guess for funsies here, I would say maybe a radio controller could have gone online. Maybe they're using some software to control all the radios, and the radios are broadcasting something that, you know, are not, like, they, each tower probably has, you can turn off like 4G, 5G, you know, LTE, whatever, right? And maybe there's a controller there or something, you know, like that acts as a principal controller for all the other radios in the network, and maybe it's doing something weird where it's turning radios off and bouncing things around. It could be because, you know, that would be signal related, right? And I've seen my phone today go from what looked to be like 2G, just nothing indicated there. Maybe it's 3G, nothing indicated on the bars there, right? It didn't say like 4G, 5G, LTE, just had some bars there. And then I tried to call somebody, and then it rang for like a half a second, and then it just turned up, the radio on my phone just for that signal went off. And so I'm like, okay, there's probably, you know, this could probably be controller related. And then if I'm thinking from an infrastructure management perspective, and I don't want to bore your listeners with, you know, with going too deep the rabbit hole here, but, you know, maybe there's a business reason, maybe there's a licensing reason. It could be something non-infrastructure, non-actual physical infrastructure related, and something a little bit more manageable from a risk perspective. You know, we don't know.
You know, Jack, I just want to tell you, I'm very grateful for your time this afternoon. You did a long day. You dealt with a lot of people on the phone. Your wife wants to see you. Your kids want to hang out with you. And yet you were nice enough to take an hour to talk with the audience here on WBEN about what may be going on, and give us a little more perspective on this. And we're indebted to you, Jack. And again, sincerely, I should have known that you were military at one point before you even said that, because it really, you might as well have a stamp on your forehead or on your voice that says I was in the military. So a sincere expression of gratitude for what you did in the military, and we're very happy that you did it. We're very grateful to you, and we're grateful for what you did in your work today, enlightening us as an IT director, a networking guy with Accessium Group. Jack, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for your time, Tom.
I thought you were going to say thank you for your service, Tom, because that would have been just so appropriate.
Well, thank you for that, too. I do listen to your show. I actually called in during that big snowstorm that we had a long time ago. God, it was like 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Was it 2022, the blizzard, the Christmas blizzard?
No, it was before that. It was a really bad snow. Traffic was backed up down in Lackawanna. I was on the road, and you guys used the Final Fantasy VIII music that I recognized from Final Fantasy VIII, and I called into your producers just to say thank you for doing that. I've been trapped in this car for 6 hours, and the inner nerd in me just really appreciates you guys using that the battle theme from Final Fantasy VIII. I even think I commented on your Facebook channel too or something. Yeah, but it was cool.
That sounds like such a Bellavia thing to do as well, just so you know.
Probably so.
Thanks a million, man. I appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Thanks, Tom.
Jack Clank. Bye.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.